Well, folks, one of the great organizations in our community is the Mason County Sheriff's Office, and they have a lot of work out there. You know, there's plenty of acreage across Mason County that they have to work on, and oftentimes there are other needs that happen in the community, and that's where an additional group of all volunteers comes in. This is Mason County Search and Rescue. It's a 501c3 that provides search and rescue response across Mason County primarily, but it's not like if the call comes, they're not going to go across county lines and help other people out there. MasonCountySAR.org is the website. And I've got three great folks on the call today to talk not only about search and rescue, but an upcoming documentary that will be premiering on the 20th, just before Volunteer Awareness Week nationally, that we'll get into. For Mason County Search and Rescue, Jim Kenner is on the line. We also have Tanya Kenner and Scott Laser. How's everybody doing?
Excellent. Oh,
very good.
Appreciate you having us on today.
Oh, it's nice talking with you folks, and y'all do yeoman's work out there because, as I mentioned, this is a volunteer group. You guys, and stop me if I get any of this wrong, you guys put in your own time, your own hours, your own vehicles often. You go through certified training, and some of you are certified in different aspects of this. But for the most part, this is all a labor of love volunteer organization. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, absolutely. We are 100% donor funded and volunteer driven. And the majority of our expenses come out of our pocket unless we're blessed with grants and donations.
And Tanya, who's the VP on the board of the Search and Rescue, also works with the canine, the operations, and the ground searching programs. Talk to me a little bit about the amount of hours that you have had to put in to become certified and to become capable to go out into the woods and help rescue people.
Yeah, so definitely a lot of hours go into our training. I put in a few additional hours as canine. Canine unit members have to undergo much more training. We go ongoing throughout the year round, and are required to put in at least 16 hours a month. But with the general units, our basic training academy runs from the fall through the spring. It includes class time, practical training, as well as field trainings. And so those field trainings will go from 1 to 3 days, including overnight training. And so definitely, yeah, a lot of hours, but we do try to just keep it focused and while also making sure that our members have what they need to accomplish the missions that we're asked to.
Wow.
Urban.
Jim, tell me a little bit about you working as the training director and how much training you have to get to be able to explain these well. And then what is unique about Mason County in the types of trainings that you may have to have?
Wow, that's a really great question. So as far as the training goes, we have a lot of federal and state requirements that we have to adhere to and meet in order to get people certified through first aid and helicopter safety and a lot of things like that might come up on a search. So we have, you know, well over 100 hours that we put into our new trainees specifically for that training. Our training does focus, as my wife said, on canine specific training, which happens a lot outside of the unit. There's a lot of state and federal agencies that work to certify canines in various disciplines. But then we also have some specialty training, such as mobile, which includes our 4x4 and ORV teams. We also have UAV, the aerial drone reconnaissance team that we have. You heard a little bit about our operations training, which that's a pretty extensive training. That one takes, in order to lead some of these operations and missions, sometimes you have over 100 resources from three or four other counties coming on site to do these searches. So it takes about 4 to 5 years to really get all the hours built up and all the training accomplished in order to move into the operations area. So, you know, just starting out with the ESAR, which is the ground pounders, if you will, that's the basic entry level, fundamentally for anyone wanting to get into search and rescue, and that's our primary focus right there. So
you've got so many acres, the elevation changes so much, plus there's that big swath of water that just cuts right through the county. It has got to be just difficult. You mentioned joining in with other groups, maybe out county. Is that where too you join in with maybe the ham operators if there's a major emergency, or just different jurisdictions like fire from Grays Harbor or something like
absolutely.
That?
So we do work with other teams. Anyone that comes through our training gets what's considered low angle rescue, which is ropes and stokes and pulling people off of rather low angle hillsides. Then if there's anything that's high angle necessary, there's other specialty groups such as Olympic Mountain Rescue that is leveraged as a resource. And their specialty is that high angle stuff, right? The more advanced climbing and high angle rescue kind of things. And then some of the other specialty trainings. Help me out, Tanya and Scott. What did you get out of some of the specialty trainings that we got for all the? I know that Jefferson does a lot of water rescue stuff that we're just now starting to get into. The sheriff's office, actually, Mesa County Sheriff's Office, supports us as well in the search and rescue area with some specialty resources there as well, such as a dive team. And they also have an underwater drone. So depending on what the situation is, that's really a big part of it, is coordinating all those various complex resources to get in and find and recover lost and missing people.
Scott, you're the newbie here on the call, so let's find out what it kind of sparked your interest into joining search and rescue.
Well, I guess for me, I come from a family of people in medicine, people that were, you know, firefighters, police officers, a lot of military background in my family. And I never did any of those things. So I think it's kind of in my blood. To give, you know, have a give back in my life, to volunteer for an organization. You know, there's volunteer opportunities everywhere, but to really fill all the buckets personally for me, search and rescue is one that definitely does that. I enjoy this sort of thing. I think I was made for this type of thing. It's not easy. It's and you have to be dedicated to an organization like this if you want to make any impressions out there. So the navigation, the medical training that you get, ropes and other things such as that James mentioned, it's all real stuff, and you have to know what you're doing, and I think there's a level of adventure that it comes across that comes, you know, come that plays out with this sort of organization, and I'm an excited volunteer, there's so much behind this group that I'm really excited to get to know and learn and really help out with.
Tanya, it's got to be tough as the summer comes upon us. That is when Mason County's population swells. Everybody shows up on the weekends. They want to go out hiking. They want to go, you know, take pictures and get their fake internet points. So that's when, unfortunately, you guys pick up on that conversation. What are the numbers like, and what kind of an impact, you know, these, if somebody does go missing, there's family, there's friends that are, you know, there's ripples here that impact big communities, and you guys are on the front lines of that.
Most definitely. And I think, you know, our search, requests really are year round, but definitely we see a spike actually in the fall when the weather turns. We tend to find people maybe get out there and are a little bit less prepared than than what for the elements that they expected to run into. And yeah, Mason County, we have one of the most challenging counties terrain-wise, being at the foothills of the Olympics and that. And so we just came off of the transition between winter to spring, and we're called out on several missions of vehicles stranded in the mountains to get up into snow area, and then maybe just don't make it back when their family expects. Our mission statistics wise, I'm glad I have it pulled up on my screen at the moment. For 2022, we responded to 20 missions. 2023, that was 24 missions, 14 of those are in county. And then 2024 to date, we have responded to 9 missions and 7 of those in county.
Wow.
And yeah, definitely, you know, there's nothing more fulfilling than to be involved in the effort to reunite a family with their loved one, or sometimes the case is bringing closure, but the happy ones are when we find a person in good shape.
Well, let's talk about this documentary that is out and about and across the country, really. It's winning big awards in the documentary film circuit. It's being nominated as well. It's called Where the Rope Ends, A Long Fall That Sparked Profound Thoughts. A lady named Nicole Doan fell 60 feet down a canyon. She's the subject and the producer of this documentary. Bailey Summer is the director and producer of it as well. It is going to be premiering at Shelton High School on the 20th of April, so coming up here next weekend. And it is going to be a real powerful opportunity to see what you guys do kind of on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's a really inspiring story, and we're really excited that they have made this available to search and rescue chapters globally, really. But there's definitely a lot of our local county search and rescue groups are sharing it. We're not the only ones, but yeah, it does not involve Mason County Search and Rescue in particular, but it does involve some of our partners to the north. This was an incident that where Snohomish County Search and Rescue responded and were a part of that rescue. And it really just, the whole thing came about when during the course of events, Nicole discovered that Search and Rescue really is all nonprofit, donor funded, volunteer led, and she just wanted a way to give back. And so she partnered up with Bailey, and they're putting this together, and they've been a huge, huge help in helping us and a bunch of other search and rescue groups to put on these events. So we're going to show this film as part of a larger search and rescue awareness night. And so be able to hopefully a good evening of entertainment, inform our community about Mason County Search and Rescue and what we do and how they can get involved.
It'll also be playing in Rosalyn to help benefit the Kittitas Search and Rescue on the 24th, and Kitsap Search and Rescue is the beneficiary on the 25th when it's playing in Bremerton there. Mm-hmm. I think now, too, Keenan, are you on the line? Did we get you connected? Maybe. Maybe didn't get quite a good connection on there, which is fine. That's okay. I wanted to kind of ask him, and any of you can jump in on the group, the camaraderie, the ways that you guys connect in these high stress situations.
I think that is one of the best things about search and rescue is just being able to come together with like-minded people. You know, we all share this collective feeling of purpose and the missions that we're out there to accomplish. And it's just, that is really one of my favorite parts about it. We love to spend time together. We love to train together. A lot of us will get together socially. We have some officially unofficial camping trips we like to do together sometimes. And so, yeah, that's definitely a positive, and a big, takeaway that I get from it. It's time with these good people.
Membership in the organization is to open to those age 14 and older, have a desire to help others, of course, in the outdoors, and willing to respond to emergencies when possible. MasonCountySAR.org is the website for local information, also where you can donate to them, working on building a new communications trailer, I see.
We are really driving hard on raising the funds for that. Hopefully we'll have that built out by this fall. Just as a note for that film, to get tickets for that, you can find us on our Facebook page. And then admission is free. Donations will be accepted. All of the funds will go towards Mason County Search and Rescue. We didn't get a chance to get that up on our website, but you will find it on our Facebook page.
Okay. And I'll put the links to that in the show notes. Shelton Skookum Rotary Club, Washington Hikers and Climbers, Green Diamond, Interstate Batteries, the Harmia family, Olympic Heating and Cooling, the Buckridge Fund, the Copeland family, Sierra Pacific, lots of great folks who have helped out so far. And there's always a need for more. What a great conversation. I remember talking when I first learned about search and rescue in Mason County, talking with Sheriff Salisbury about this many years ago, and how great it is to be able to call on y'all when you need it. And the fact that it was volunteer just blew me away. It just blew me away. Keenan, did you hop in there? Did I get you?
I'm here. I don't know if you can hear me now.
I sure can. I was asking about kind of the camaraderie, the group. Tell us a little bit about your work with the group, your kind of how you interact with everybody.
So like Tanya said, it's like an extended family. We all are very in tuned and, you know, entwined our daily lives and everything. A lot of us have been doing it for a long time. I started in Mason County when I was 13. Been in and out for a little bit. So for 22 years, I've been doing it in Mason County. Now my daughter just turned 13 last year, so she's now in it. It's definitely a family organization, you know, Tanya and Jim, and we've got a lot of couples and a lot of real close friends, and we all work together really well. And like Tanya said, we all, you know, we do a lot of stuff outside of search and rescue and fun events and campouts and anything we can do to kind of get together and hang out and have fun.
That's great. You know, especially too, as I talk with a lot of other folks in different, I mean, they're in 501c3s, but they're not like this. And, you know, they are lamenting about the kind of decline in membership, their decline in engagement and activities. But it seems like you guys have found a great organization and a great place to hang your hats at the end of the day. What a cool group. Mason County Search and Rescue. Again, they are online, MasonCountySAR.org. You are not going to want to miss this film here, this documentary on April 20th, Where the Rope Ends. You can find the teaser trailers out there as well. And it's just going to be a great opportunity to see really kind of in a firsthand account, other than perhaps being rescued by one of you guys, how search and rescue really works. So let's see, Jim, Keenan, Tanya, Scott, I thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it so much.
No, appreciate you having us, Jeff. Much appreciated.